Alright, today's daf was Yuma daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf was entirely about the halachos of mezuzah. We just started discussing the halachos of mezuzah because we discussed the lishchas parhedrin. There was a machlokas tonight in yesterday's daf whether the reason lishchas parhedrin was chayav mezuzah was midaraisa or midrabanan. The rabbanan held it's a din daraisa. It was a regular dira that he lived in for 7 days, whereas Rabbi Yehuda held that it was only a din midrabanan, that shalo yomer kohen gadol chavish beis hasurim. People shouldn't think that the kohen gadol is stuck in jail for a week, so we put a mezuzah on it, so it doesn't look so much like a jail. So the Gemara points out that even if you hold that the sha'arin, that the sharni kanar, which was the way into the lishchas parhedrin, required a mezuzah, it doesn't necessarily mean that that means you hold like the rabbanan. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the requirement of mezuzah in the lishchas parhedrin itself was only the rabbanan, would still require a mezuzah on the gate that goes into the lishchas parhedrin, because kulacha de gezerahi, it's all part of the same gezerah. The gezerah was to treat the lishchas parhedrin like a dwelling place. The Gemara then tells us that sha'arim in general, shari batim, shari chatzeros, shari medinos, gateways into larger areas always require a mezuzah. So the Gemara asks, what about the gateway of Avulei de Machuza? Why didn't they make a mezuzah? So the Gemara raises the possibility that in places where people are going to suspect us of doing some sort of witchcraft, doing some sort of kishuf, so it could be dangerous to put up a mezuzah. What about the fact shluchei mitzvah in Izakin? People who are doing a mitzvah, they're not going to be hurt from doing the mitzvah. No, if it's kaviya azeka shiny, if it's hezek is very matri, if it's very common that someone's going to get hurt when doing such a mitzvah, so then we don't apply the principle of shluchei mitzvah nizak. And like we learned from Shmuel HaNavi, that Shmuel HaNavi was afraid of going to anoint David while Shaul was still alive, because that's a very dangerous thing to do. And even though he was a shliach mitzvah to do so, he had a right to be afraid of it because it's a very dangerous thing to do. Then the bulk of the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses the machlokas whether storage facilities are pater or chayiv in mezuzahs, a stam storage facility. The Gemara said, the Braisa had said that it changes if there are nashim that are ne'osos behen. But in what direction it changes depends on which shita you hold. If you hold that storage facilities are generally chayiv in mezuzahs, so then you say if nashim ne'osos behen, that would mean that they are that women bathe in them or something like that. So then it would make it pater, because then it's something that's a lack of kavod. But if you hold that they're generally pater from mezuzah, nashim ne'osos behen, if women are miskashtos, if women use it as a dira, they use it as a way to put their perfume on and put their makeup on, so that's a normal dira. So that would be enough of a living usage that would be mechayiv them in mezuzah. But that's the basic fundamental machlokas about a stam storage facility. In that context, the Gemara mentions that beis hakiseh, beis haborsiki, beis hamerchatz, beis hatfila, nashim ne'osos behen, all these different places that are used in a derech bizayon, that are used in a way that's not so dignified. So all of those places are part of a mezuzah. The Gemara says this is one of the three things we learn on the top of Amud Beis of why we call it a bias that you require a mezuzah. Why do we say bias? So we learn three things. First of all, a bias is miyuchad adira. So something that's not designated for dira, for living in, is not chayiv mezuzah. So we also learn that bias is a place of kavod, as opposed to all these places that are not asui in the kavod. So they're also not included in the chayiv mezuzah. And we also know that a bias is chol. It's not kodesh. It's mundane. It's not a place of kedusha. So that's why places of kedusha, the harabais, the lishchas, the azaros, are not chayiv in mezuzah. Then the Gemara tells us that there are six gates that are patur from mezuzah, and it lists off what seems like seven gates that are really patur from mezuzah. But amongst the gates that are patur from mezuzah, it talks about an arched doorway. So now we transition from the usage of the room to the structure of the doorway, and whether such a doorway is chayiv in mezuzah. And the Gemara says that if the doorway does not, at least the way Rashi understands it, if the doorway is not still four tefachim wide by the time it reaches three tefachim of height, so then for sure it's patur from mezuzah. If it's not 10 tefachim high at all, even the top of the arch is not 10 tefachim high, for sure it's patur mezuzah. The shaila is, if it's still 4 tefachim wide when it reaches 3 tefachim of height, and it's 10 tefachim high, but by the time it gets to 10 tefachim high, it's less than 4 tefachim wide, Do we say chokik in lahashlim or not? Do we view it as if it were chiseled out and it were one rectangular doorway and would therefore be chayv mezuzah, or do we say it's not chokik in lahashlim? Then the Gemara concludes, the daf concludes with a brisa that a beis hakneses, beis haisha, ubeis hashutfin are all chayv mezuzah, because the Gemara says, well, where do we learn it from? From the man yirbu yumechem. Because the pasuk says, man yirbu yumechem, mevinechem, mezuzah is a skula for arichas yamim, so certainly an isha also wants arichas yamim. So that's why Beis HaIsha is going to be Chayiv Mezuzah, a Beis HaShutfin probably because of the use of plural in the Man Yirbu Yumechem is Chayiv in Mezuzah, and Beis HaKnes, Beis HaShutfin, Bez Hashem, we'll discuss a little bit more tomorrow.